Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's transforming how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and today I'm joined by my co-host Alex to discuss some fascinating new research tools for understanding mitochondria.
That's right, Jamie. And we've got an incredible paper to break down today that introduces two new online tools that could revolutionize how researchers visualize and understand protein complexes in mitochondria. I'm really excited about this one.
So this paper was published in Cell Metabolism, and it's titled Marigold and MitoChow, Two Searchable Compendia to Visualize and Functionalize Protein Complexes During Mitochondrial Remodeling. It comes from a team led by Luca Scorano and Maria Eugenia Soriano at the University of Padova in Italy.
Before we dive into the details, let's give our listeners some context about why this research matters. Mitochondria are often called the powerhouses of the cell, but they're incredibly dynamic structures that undergo significant remodeling, especially during processes like apoptosis or programmed cell death.
Exactly. And understanding how proteins within mitochondria interact and form complexes during these remodeling events has been really challenging for researchers. That's where these new tools come in. They're essentially searchable databases that help visualize these protein interactions.
So the researchers created two complementary tools. The first one, Marigold, which stands for Mitochondrial Apoptotic Remodeling G Complexome Database, allows you to visualize how proteins distribute in complexes when mitochondrial membranes are remodeling.
And then there's MitoChow, the Mitochondrial Complexes Interactome tool, which uses statistical correlation to calculate how likely proteins are to co-occur in complexes. It's pretty brilliant how they built one tool on top of the other.
What I find fascinating is how they developed these tools. They isolated mitochondria from mouse hearts and then induced different states. Unperturbed mitochondria, mitochondria undergoing outer membrane permeabilization, and mitochondria experiencing both membrane permeabilization and cristae remodeling.
Right, and then they used blue native gel electrophoresis to separate the protein complexes and identified them with mass spectrometry. That gave them a data set of 627 proteins and how they behave in different mitochondrial states. It's a really comprehensive approach.
Absolutely. And what's great is that both tools are freely available online. Anyone can access them at mitochow.biounipd.it. You just type in the name of a protein you're interested in, and you get these beautiful visualizations showing which complexes it's part of and how those change during mitochondrial remodeling.
I love how practical this is for researchers. And the team actually validated these tools by using them to predict and then experimentally confirm interactions between proteins in the mitochondrial cristae organization system, or MECOS, which is crucial for maintaining the inner structure of mitochondria.
That's such a good point, Jamie. The validation is what makes this particularly valuable. They didn't just create these databases and say, "Here you go." They actually showed that MitoChow correctly predicted known protein interactions, which gives researchers confidence that it can identify new ones too.
And then they took it a step further, right? They used these tools to investigate a protein called ATAD3A, which was known to be important for mitochondrial function. But its specific roles weren't well understood.
Exactly, and this is where it gets really interesting. Using MitoChow, they discovered that ATAD3A is actually involved in two distinct protein complexes with completely different functions. One complex, which includes a protein called OPA1, regulates mitochondrial ultrastructure, basically the shape of the inner membrane folds called cristae.
And the second complex contains ribosomal proteins and is essential for mitoribosome stability, which affects how proteins are synthesized within mitochondria. It's amazing that they could functionally distinguish these two complexes and show that ATAD3A plays these dual roles.
What I really appreciate about this study is how they used genetics to validate these findings. They created mutant versions of ATAD3A that could only participate in one complex or the other.
and showed that each mutant only affected the corresponding function. That's such elegant work.
Absolutely. They found that the ATPase domain of ATAD3A is required for its role in cristae morphology, while the coiled-coil domain is needed for mitoribosome stability. That level of molecular detail is incredibly valuable for understanding mitochondrial biology.
You know, Jamie, I think what makes this paper stand out is that it's not just about creating new tools. It's about showing how those tools can lead to genuine biological discoveries. The authors really proved the value of their approach.
I couldn't agree more. And these tools have huge potential for future research. Scientists studying mitochondrial diseases, aging, metabolism, or even cancer could use Marigold and MitoChow to identify new protein interactions and potentially discover new therapeutic targets.
Definitely. Though I should mention there are some limitations. The databases were created using mouse heart mitochondria, so they might not capture all the complexes present in other tissues or species. And blue native gel electrophoresis might not resolve all protein complexes, especially very large ones or those that are transient.
That's a fair point. Science is always about building and improving tools over time. But even with those limitations, this represents a significant advance in how we can study mitochondrial protein complexes and their dynamics during important cellular processes.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to see how researchers will use these tools in the coming years. The paper was just published in April 2025, so it's really hot off the press.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of Marigold and MitoChow. Remember, if you're interested in checking out these tools yourself, you can find them at mitochow.bio.unipd.it. And as always, we want to thank Stork, the research productivity software, for producing this podcast.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. We'll be back next time with more cutting-edge research from the world of science. Until then, keep exploring.